test this thing out. Let's see how we sound.
Testing, one, two, sibilance.
Testing, testing. How now, Bronco?
Can you hear me? Talking over each other? It's how we do.
Yeah.
It's how we do do.
Yeah.
You're about to talk. Are you about...
Wait, you...
Are you about...
Me? You?
Are you about...
You, me?
Me, you? What?
Not you, you! You, not you!
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
Iron Man died, and then Jay cried.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I think we all cried.
I remember when he was alive, and my eyes, they were still dry. But then he put the stones in his gauntlet, and under my breath,
I whispered, oh shit.
Iron Man died, and then Chaz cried.
I like to think that you cried the most of all of us, Johnny.
I'm still crying.
He's dead inside. So, new news. Johnny got that surgery. Oh, wait, we've done that.
Dude, that was already done.
Yeah, we already did that. Chaz got that surgery.
And he looks amazing.
Botox.
All right.
I can't move my face.
All right, Knights. It's been a while. Our
can only drink out of straws.
Master of Death here was out of town for a while, and I must
out
admit,
out of the country.
I missed you 3,000. I really did.
Wow. Let's not pull that out too soon.
Do you like that?
Wow.
Call back.
That's heavy, Johnny. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means 3,000 times. It's not, you know, take it to 9,000. It's 3,000. All right, so a lot has happened. Everything has ended. Like, literally, every show has ended.
It was like the
movie,
end game
franchise,
of our lives.
Of everything. Game of Thrones, Marvel, even Bang Bang Theory, which I'm a huge fan of. That's
Bang
over.
Bang Theory or Big Bang Theory?
Okay, don't start with me, right? We'll miss you 2,000. Every time you annoy me, it's 1,000 less.
Can we go like 500 less? Yeah. I can't just have 3 strikes. I need at least 6.
Buffer.
This is 6 strike softball, Johnny. Be nice.
And this is our makeup cast because apparently when our predictions were so good, we did this like a month ago, and they were so good that Thanos got mad, clicked his fingers and deleted everything.
Yeah, we recorded like a full hour session and thought I was going to edit down, hopefully.
No, we're going to keep it the hour.
Yeah, we're going to keep it the hour, let's be honest. We were so excited, we had all these theories and stuff, and Thanos snapped his finger.
Because they were so accurate.
Dude, like, it got dusted.
Accurate.
Your whole laptop got dusted, right?
I don't even have a laptop.
Yeah, what did we record it on?
That's nothing now. Now it's all gone.
Yeah.
But we did...
erased your memory.
Should we catch up on... We'll give a DC a little love. A little love. Because Shazam, I mean, it was out 2 months ago, but it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, such a good movie.
There were so many people waiting for it to come out on DVD that we had to wait until now and to talk about it.
It's not even on DVD yet.
Is it not?
No, Captain Marvel
Dollar
just came
theater,
out.
Then. Dollar theater. So what do you mean Captain Marvel just came out? You just said Shazam wasn't on whatever.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait. Captain Marvel? What?
Wait. Captain Marvel, Shazam? They're the same person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
From DC?
Why are you being weird?
That's right. Wait, no. Did we watch... What movie did we watch?
What do you mean?
Shazam or Captain Marvel?
It's
the same movie.
It's the same thing, yeah.
That was a great joke.
I know, so timeless.
Because Captain Marvel was originally named Shazam. Shazam was originally named Captain Marvel back in like the 70s, and they were too dumb to copyright it.
Yeah.
And then they have to, every 2 years, Marvel has to rename it, like fix it, or they can steal it. So that was a little interesting thing that I read.
It's pretty
to share with you, Knights.
We have a guest with us, one of our former Knights of the Week.
Sir Chesley of Greenland.
What's up?
Chez here. He's nice enough to do this again. Because he was like, I had so much fun the first time, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
But less better.
He's like, you guys deleted it? Like, I did a backflip for it.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, we were recording.
We were just so angry of how good you were that we had to delete it so you don't take our spot.
Yeah. I said, Johnny, ABR, always be recording.
Always be recording. And guess what? I was. But if you didn't say ABS, always be saving. That's what you messed up.
That's the problem. I know. Okay, all right, real quick. What do you think of Shazam? Give it a out of 10.
We went with us, so it was easy because he went with us.
Yeah.
I honestly, 9.5.
Out of 10?
I mean, it was what I wanted. It was funny. It was great.
9.5, dude. That's like, a 10 is like The Dark Knight.
Nah, for you, maybe. For me, The Dark Knight's an 11.
What? It's not out of 10.
I know, but I don't follow your rules.
Borderline 11. All right, cool. Chaz, what'd you think?
It was really good. Enjoyed it a lot. Probably like an 8. But like a high 8, so like 8.5,
I'd give it like a 7.5. I really enjoyed it, but I mean, it wasn't like groundbreaking. It was just enjoyable.
It wasn't supposed to be groundbreaking. It was supposed to be funny.
That's my point. A 10 is groundbreaking, Johnny.
When was the last time you saw a groundbreaking movie in the past 5 years?
Endgame.
Exactly. We're not there yet.
Infinity War. What do you want? In the superhero film? What are you talking about?
Okay, when was the last time you saw a DC movie
that was... Dark Knight.
In the past 5 years.
Yeah. Wonder Woman was good.
Wonder Woman was really good. And I'm excited. I saw a promo picture, because it's Wonder Woman, hashtag 1984, so 84.
Yeah.
She's wearing this gold suit. I'm just, been mesmerized by it.
Gal Gadot.
Just Wonder Woman in general.
Hey, you guys have seen Justice League, right?
Yes.
There's a scene where, like, Superman's gonna, attack the Justice League or whatever, when his mind's kind of wiped or whatever, he's still waking up, and Gal Gadot's like, Kal-El, no. It sounds so dumb. Look it up on YouTube.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It sounds so bad. My wife and I say it all the time. Kal-El, no.
It was, yeah.
That was really random. Let's bring it back. All right, Shazam.
Because what I liked about Shazam was on the end credits when he's doing all the drawings, and he steals the Batmobile, because he's a drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a kid, and he steals the Batmobile and takes Wonder Woman
to prom. Okay, so I liked it. Dude, I freaking loved it when he's, like, talking to the fish. He's like, I don't think I have this power.
Oh, the very last, yeah, the last like the edit post-credit credit thing. Scene. Yeah.
Weird that Shazam has a post-credit and Endgame didn't. I'm getting ahead of myself. It's all this time travel, you know, that's going on in my head. I'm jumping forward, jumping back.
And the kid had on an Aquaman shirt at the time. Oh, very meta. Very meta, yes.
Okay, that kid was such a good actor. Freddy, right?
Yeah, he was a great number two.
He's in It. Did you know that? He's one of the kids in It. He almost gets eaten by Pennywise.
Some of us aren't brave enough to watch that movie 9 times like you.
Well, some of us have our wives who are sociopaths who drag us to the film.
New trailer came out, so
it looks good. It looks way good. It
looks creepy.
It looks so good. Did you see the old lady walking? You didn't watch it, or you did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't watch trailers.
Well, I don't watch certain trailers.
He watched the Toy Story 4 trailer.
Dude, I did. I watched the Toy Story 4 trailer.
I literally just saw you buy the ticket for it. Like, it comes
out
next week. I just saw you buy the ticket.
My wife said we can't go because I've been bad-mouthing it so
good.
Much.
I'll go with
it. The Harley Davidson guy actually had me, like, rolling in laughter. Like, I was cracking up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I don't watch trailers.
Oh, you don't watch trailers? Yeah, please.
The stunt
You've seen
guy
it.
On the
yeah,
motorcycle.
The stunt tumble. Yeah, there's a stunt tumble on a motorcycle. And he's, like, making all these poses. Oh, he's so funny.
Wait, are you saying Toy Story's funny?
No, I'm saying that guy's funny.
Oh, okay, so yeah, Toy Story.
But that guy's in Toy Story, so Toy Story's funny. Got it.
Maybe the F in 4 for Toy Story 4 actually stands for funny for the first time. Also for first, F.
I'm sighing.
Dude,
in anger.
Toy Story sucks.
Okay, you know
but
what?
The new one will be okay, maybe.
You don't even nerd, bro.
I'm going to go
You
that.
Don't even
it.
Nerd, bro.
I had
so
to
even.
Watch it because I went and saw Aladdin.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay, we can't talk about that, though. Shazam, I'm trying to think. I really like Freddy.
It was great. It was funny. It was what you'd expect a kid with powers to do, honestly.
Yeah, I like that they did that.
And it was smart because you don't know your powers, so you have to test it out.
Yeah.
And you're in a world where there are powers.
I like that the characters seem very real, too. Like, at one point, he was like, you're just jealous of my powers. And the kid's like, no, spit, I'm jealous of your powers. Look at me. I'm a crippled orphan. Oh, I thought that was satisfying. I love that.
He wasn't above saying, like, no, I'm not. Like, he's being honest. It was a very honest movie.
It was
movie.
Very real, yeah.
It was very real. I enjoyed it a lot. I love the actor kid. He just, I don't know. They brought so much to it. The whole, like, family dynamic with the orphanage. And then the ending, that was very rewarding, too. I don't know.
Do you think he's overpowered, Shazam?
I mean, he's pretty strong.
Because he has all the powers of, like, Superman, technically.
Yeah, they're in the world of gods, though. You know what I mean? Like, DC's are all overpowered. Wonder Woman's overpowered. Superman's overpowered.
Green Lantern is so overpowered. And that goes overlooked.
He's not even, like, creative, though. He's like, let me make a punch. It's like, dude, you know what I would do with that? I'd make, like, something crazy.
Well,
like
the comics. The comics do.
That shoots a laser.
The movie doesn't. The comics do. The comics are more creative.
Like sharks with freaking laser beams on their head.
Oh, dude, I would have some crazy stuff. I'd have, like, giant spiders that were riding giant camels that were riding giant elephants that would trample people.
Yeah. But it, and I think I got greenlit for a second one, so we'll see how that goes.
Did you hear they're in talks of having Steve Carell be the Green Lantern?
Is he a little old?
He's a little old.
That's not really a thing. I was just curious what you guys would say. They both had blank faces, like, what?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're on the dark web more than I am.
Better than Ryan Reynolds.
Don't even.
Don't hate on Ryan Reynolds, but yeah, that was bad. He was bad Green Lantern.
He's great, though, as a person.
Yeah.
Interesting, speaking of Aquaman and stuff, Dune got announced, and they've greenlit a cast for it and stuff.
Really?
So look it up. Dune, yeah, that's like the nerd Bible.
The 80s remix?
Outside of Lord of the Rings, yeah.
I watched the first one just to watch it.
It's
it
like
hard.
An old, old famous book, though. You know that?
You know my rule, man. Watch the movie before
like
I read
the
book.
Aquaman of books.
I need to watch the movie before I read the book.
Okay, what did you guys think of Zach Levy in Shazam? We're jumping around today.
It's the same theme. It was the best cast you could do because he was kid enough to be a kid.
Yeah.
But serious enough to be an adult. Hybrid.
So Zach Levy actually originally wanted to play, I think, Deadpool or something, but he's like a huge comic book nerd, like massive.
He has his own like company. It's Nerd Forum, something like that. And he has like his own section at Comic-Con, and he made it like 5 years ago. And it's like a big deal. Like he gets his friends because he knows them. And they do panels and stuff, and he did it correctly. He did not want to waste his fame of Chuck.
Well, you guys, you guys loved him back in the day of Chuck. I remember Chez like telling me every week, dude, you got to watch Chuck. And I'm like, I don't watch Chuck. And he was like, no, man, it was so good this week. It was like on a weekly basis. Chez would remind me.
I could do a whole hour of Chuck. Ugh, that show.
It was like your favorite show for a while.
Oh, yeah.
How could it not be?
It was awesome.
He's a likable loser.
Yeah.
Anyone can adapt to him because it's like he's a nice guy, but he doesn't have everything. But yet he fights for what he likes. He fights for his friends and his family.
Okay, but what if I'm a mean guy who has everything? How am I supposed to adapt?
Then you're just in a bad DC movie. I don't know where to place you.
He looks so ripped for it, too. He did a good job getting in shape.
I watched his workouts for it, and he's, like, 36 to get, like, that's when he's, because, and Chucky was so scrawny. Like, I was rewatching Chucky recently, and he's scrawny, because he's, like, 6'3", 6'4", and he weighed, like, 180. For that tall, like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, he put on, like, 30 pounds a month. Like, I was watching his workouts. Like, they were intense. He did good work.
Yeah,
absolutely. Should we talk about the best show that ever came out? Just between us girls, though, right? Game of Thrones? Between
sure. us girls? Sure. I mean, I'm more of an Office guy, but Game of Thrones.
You didn't like Game of Thrones?
I never watched it.
Okay, I'm going to look away from you right now. Just talk to the real nerd in the circle here.
Chez?
Oh, yeah, of course, Chez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chez is more of a jock.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Jocks are nerds, too, now. Go to a game store.
Yeah, you're like Ben Wyatt. Really, nerds are more streamlined now.
Yeah, we're so streamlined. Have you not seen Zachary Levy? He's huge.
Yeah,
he's a
true.
Nerd.
Zachary Levy's beautiful. All right, talk about Game of Thrones. I'll input what I think.
What do you think?
I think it was, like, rushed at the end. And I think...
Everything you read on Reddit.
Exactly. I've just heard all these complaints. And so I'm like, I think whoever, you know, Bran who took the throne...
Is he not your king?
Yeah, he's not
Bran
my king.
Bran's not my king.
Is that his name, Bran?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so good, you guys. Dude, Bron, what's that, like, Bron. Futurama thing that you said? You know, like, you can get by? Like
through nerd osmosis.
Yeah.
You have enough nerd osmosis.
I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I've got enough nerd osmosis to be able to talk about it.
To go along with it.
And Jon ignored the dog, you know?
But then he gave the dog... nice hug at the end. So.
Oh, I think that was very rewarding. I think it was just the directors being like, oh crap, like there's this huge uproar, we gotta have them hug it out.
Those directors are amazingly bad.
I think so. From
so
what
good
I, what
so a, good for six and a half seven seasons.
Season seven was fine.
From what I've heard, the problem is that George R. R. Martin put so much time into his writing and into like these complex strategies or whatever, and now that they've surpassed him, the problem is, like, they're having to write original material, and they're like,
They surpassed him on season five, and they did an amazing job. It wasn't because of that. It was just... Actually, I can't...
Yeah, but they don't know how to close, though.
But you had time, you had money. I don't know why. They had 2 years to write the script.
Yeah.
Like, because they took a year off. Literally, it was a full year off until you could do it.
Why did it feel so rushed, then?
Because they only had six episodes. I heard it was because of their CGI budget, which the CGI, like, the imagery in the last season... Props to him. It looked amazing. There were some of the coolest things that you could see in the show, but you could tell that the acting was hurting. It's like every time there was an important conversation about to happen, they'd cut away and then just like refer to like that conversation happened instead of having that important dialogue in the show.
A lot less talking.
Which Game of Thrones is built on that. That's what it is. More of an action show. It's a political dialogue. Everyone's fighting to win the thrones.
I can't remember what the exact number was, but I think it was like 30 times. All Jon Snow, my favorite character's line on season 8 was, Khaleesi is your queen now. Our queen. That's all he said. The whole season 8. That's, if you read all of that, he doesn't say anything else. So it's 5 words.
I don't want it. She's our queen.
She's our queen now. She's my queen. That's it. That's all he said.
I saw him, you guys have to explain this meme to me. He's talking to someone and he says, you'll always be my queen. But then it, like, Borat is photoshopped over his face and he says, not.
It's because he kills Khaleesi at the
end. Oh, he does?
Yeah.
You'll always be my queen.
So before, when we tried to record this and this was deleted, you talked about a dead list that you made with our night of the week. So could you please re-explain that for our nights?
Yeah.
Hopefully this time
and announce
record.
The night of the week.
Yeah.
Night of the week, JJ Green out Woo! There in Bentonville, Arkansas. Living nice. It up, living his best life.
And dude, don't tell him what state. I'll stalk him.
Did he get you into Game of Thrones? He got you into the Deadpool thing, right?
Yeah, he's the one that got me into Game of Thrones. He kept telling me I needed to watch it. It took me a while, and then I binged it, and my gosh.
That's an amazing older brother right there. An amazing night to share. So get into it.
An amazing night to share? Because you made that sound more Freudian.
How's that Freudian?
An amazing night to share. I don't know. It just sounded weird to me.
How's that Freudian?
I don't know, dude. It's been a long day. It just sounded weird.
Now I miss you 2000.
Oh, so you are doing the 500s. Yeah, this is good.
It's going to be... we still have another
Keep track. Keep track. Yeah. What was your question?
So how did your Deadpool go? Please explain it a little, because it was really interesting, and I was mad that we couldn't talk about it before.
Yeah, so we did a Deadpool, and it was like 20 different names, a couple bonus questions of who you thought you would live, who you thought would die, things like that.
And who would take the throne.
Exactly. And then the last question was like, who do you think will sit on the throne? Okay. Who do you think would kill the Night King? Was Daenerys pregnant? Things like that.
Okay. How did you do?
JJ set it up. I think I got 14 points total, because you could also guess, I mean, possible points, probably like 40.
Okay.
So
okay.
I sucked.
But I mean, it's all guessing. But
JJ told me he got 20.
No way.
Or 21 points, and he said out of like everyone at work, beat me. He did pretty damn good.
That is really good.
Because it's really hard to predict all those characters.
No, that one, I couldn't predict any of it. Like, who did you have killing the Night King?
I didn't think anyone would. I was honestly hoping for a Night King win at all, which I think would have been a way cooler ending, because it would have been a not happy ending, which everyone wants to happen anyway.
The
but
Night
think
King
of Infinity
was,
War.
They, for 7 years, they talked of this war with the Night King. And then it was a one episode battle, lasted 47 minutes. So everyone was mad about that. Like, you're going to just do that to us?
Oh, yeah.
And it was a cool kill, don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah.
Arya, who's one of my favorites now, she just dropped the knife, caught it, and stabbed him. So that was a cool kill. But then you're just kind of, it was the most unsatisfying of everything you could have done in that
season. Yeah, you should have been like over a volcano and she should have kicked him in.
Or at least like three, you know, episodes worth or something. Yeah. I don't know. For a battle that big. And it just didn't make sense because she had an army of Dothraki, and they all like got wiped out of nowhere, and then 3 episodes later she has this huge army of Dothraki, and you're like, how many of them do exist?
Yeah,
that did not make sense.
Yeah,
like, if you lose like 20,000 soldiers and out of nowhere you still have 20,000, you're like, wait a minute, that's way too many soldiers.
Think of it this way: they show Thanos, you know, in Avengers at the very beginning, and all this build up like Thanos is the true bad guy, and then he actually showed out, you know, in Avengers Infinity War and Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
But instead, in Game of Thrones, you're like, oh, and then the villain doesn't do anything and he's not that cool. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it was a
He's
really
so cool, but we didn't even get to see him fight.
There are so many, because there's the coolest thing about Game of Thrones, many things, is like, when a death of a bad character happens, you feel so satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Joffrey died, you're like, oh,
yes.
Or who's the one who took over... The other bastard kid.
Oh, the bastard.
Yeah, because at the Battle of the Bastards, which is Jon Snow and somebody else, and that death was like, you were claustrophobic because there's a huge war, and you're like, it's so satisfying. And then
Ramsay.
Bolton. There we go. Yeah. Thank you. And then so when Cersei, the queen, dies, you're like, that's it. She just gets trampled. Like, I was waiting for Arya to be Jaime,
because
she can disguise herself as anything. She spent 3 seasons learning how to hide her face, so everyone expected her to disguise herself as the lover of Cersei's and just kill her. Boom. But no, she just dies in an avalanche of rocks underground.
It's
so unsatisfying.
Yeah, they had so many opportunities to build this and make it so cool. And I feel like everything they did was like, what's the lamest option we can do?
I was talking to a friend at the gym and she was like trying to give a positive spin on it. After like 30 seconds of talking to me, she's like, no, you're right. It sucked.
it's going back to like the Last Jedi thing where it's like, oh, we want to try and subvert people's expectations. But if you subvert something at the sake of being unsatisfying, it's pretty unsatisfying.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Game of Thrones, seasons 1 through 7, everyone should watch it.
It's amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Even the first three episodes were amazing on.
And the first three episodes were good.
Because it was a cool battle, and then like everyone showed up. But the thing is, like, Jon Snow, means his lineage means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You're a Targaryen. Cool. What are you going to do with it? No, nothing. All right. That was a big waste.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been cool if Arya would have, like, if you'd have thought someone else was on the throne, and then, like, after they, like, you know, this other person who's got the throne walks into, like, their bedchamber or whatever to relax, the face drops, and it's actually Arya.
That'd make more sense than Bronn. Yeah, Bronn the crippled.
Bran.
I know, but I like saying Bronn like I'm British. Bronn the crippled.
Bran the little time traveler, right?
Yeah, well, he's not... Well, and the reason he became king is, like, Tyrion did a cool speech, like, oh, reason in the story. But then if you really think about it, Bran has the worst story out of all of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you lived out of getting pushed. Well, Jon Snow got resurrected. Arya was high society and then lived with thieves and bandits for 3 years out of nowhere. It's like everybody had a better story than him, so it was just the most unsatisfying. He's not my king. I've said it. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Fight me. He's not my king.
But still recommend Game of Thrones. The ending, for sure, not what we were looking for, but...
And buy a Valyrian steel sword, because apparently they're rare, but everybody in the world has them. it was great. And I did get a little annoyed by... They kept making a lot of short jokes with Jon Snow. Like, come on. Come on. You didn't... The last season to start doing that. Because... Dany, the Khaleesi, her husband was Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's a big fella. That was her first husband. He died, and then she was talking to her to Sansa, and she's like, oh, Jon Snow, he actually convinced me. And she's like, oh, do you like him? Well, my old husband was a lot taller. And I'm like, come on. You have to bring that up.
He got shortchanged on that one.
Ba-dum-bum.
That was dumb.
You're doing dad jokes already. Yeah, I just don't want to talk about the show that made you miss... Someone 3,000 plus.
Yeah, so I literally had to leave the country after.
No. This is not a joke, Knights. He literally left the country after watching Endgame.
Left the continent.
He's like, I can't even be in you're barely in the Americas.
Yeah, I traveled to Peru after watching Endgame. There were about 3 days, right? So all my life I've wanted to be a filmmaker, and about 3 days after, for about 3 days, I was like, do I really want to make film? Like, I feel terrible. And I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, I didn't dislike the movie. Like, I loved it. What's bugging me? And it finally clicked that it's because Iron Man's dead and Captain America's old and pretty much dead. And I kind of just hate the fact that here are 22 movies I've invested my years and time in.
22 movies.
And now they're gone.
22 movies, which I rewatched
all of
them right before Endgame. That was very satisfying, especially how that movie... jump back to so many movies, even referenced Thor the Dark World, one of the most hated of the 22. I still enjoyed it, but it wasn't as good as most of the others. But I mean, man, Endgame.
Meow meow.
But you liked Endgame?
No, sorry, it's in Thor the Dark World. It's like a Shrek moment where everyone's saying people's names and then the hammer flies by and the assistant goes, meow meow. Anyway, it's my favorite quote of the movie. Loved Endgame, though. All right, let's talk about the good, the bad, and the nerdy of it. So what's the best? Let's do the best.
That's hard to do.
The worst and the nerdiest.
Okay.
So what was the best scene for you?
There was a lot of scenes, but I will say this. I hate theaters in general because, you know, that kind of movie, you want to be on your own. You don't want people whispering or laughing at wrong times. But I was so, so glad I went to the theater because when they showed Captain America holding up Mjolnir, the Thor's hammer, that place, the theater erupted. I've never been in a theater erupt like that.
So loud.
Like, I got goosebumps. Like, you didn't think about it. Now I'm getting goosebumps because it was just so amazing.
And then
Thor's reaction, like, I knew it. Like, it just, that whole sequence was.
And then he gets kicked. I like his fighting form when he's got the hammer, too. He kind of, like, his first hit on Thanos under the chin is just so dope. His leg comes up and it just looks sick. But yeah, no, I was cheering with everyone else. I thought that was so sick because I legitimately, like, started to, like, my whole body clenched when Thor was getting the axe shoved into him. When Thanos grabbed it out of the air, I was like, no! And I thought they were going to take him out. So the axe starts going into him. And then you see the hammer lift, and I'm like, oh, no. It was so dope.
I also really liked when Spider-Man had the gauntlet. And then he's like, he has to go across the thing. And then all the women are like, oh, we got you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to mess with any one of those people.
Yeah, no.
Like, yeah, you got the...
It was sick. I liked it. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've liked it even more. But I do think it's a little like, why were all the women in one spot? It's one of those things where in the movie I was like, huh.
Because they knew that Spider-Man, the youngest Avenger, needed help.
Yeah, that's true. It was their motherly instinct.
I did lose it too when he said Avengers Assemble. Because it was like, that was a little tear right there.
Yeah.
I also loved, this was just a little thing, but when Spider-Man was like, activate instant kill. Because I was like,
cool.
Yes, finally he gets to use it. That was so awesome. But I think my favorite part, the good... Dude, just when Iron Man, like, that fulfilling his arc, man, from movie 1 to movie 22.
He did have the best arc.
He snapped his finger and, oh, man, it was so rewarding. His whole, like, seeing his demeanor change, like, has a family. And
when
then...
he became a swear wolf, because he swore a lot, I thought, in that movie.
Yeah.
The last one, when he couldn't say a swear word in his life and became a swear wolf out of nowhere.
What's interesting is his arc had kind of almost completed with the first snap. the only thing that really brought him back was Spider-Man Peter Parker. Because if you think about it, like his main like reason he wanted a shield of armor around the world was because of Thanos. And Thanos was dead at that point, and he had his family, and the threat had been obliterated. But when they brought Thanos back, he was like, oh. You know, he knew what he was getting back into.
So what was your good?
The very best scene?
I mean,
Mjolnir was, I think, the best scene for me when Cap lifted the hammer. I thought that was so sick. I really like a line from Thor when he walks out and he's like, something about like, this is a trap. Or something, you know, and he's like, let's kill him proper this time. And then he calls both the hammer and the axe to him. I thought that was sick.
I personally loved overweight Surfer Thor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
Big Lebowski Thor.
Yeah, and it made can't even wait now to watch As Guardians, as he goes
as
the galaxy.
Okay, the funniest scene of the whole movie to me was when he's on the ship, and Quill's like, I'm in charge, right? And he's like, of course. And he's like, later he's like, but I'm in charge. And Thor looks at him and he's like, of course.
Those two are going to be...
Oh, I lost it. So funny.
They're probably going to be the funniest characters in Marvel.
I think Thor's done really well with other characters. He's been really funny with other characters, with Loki,
Quill's
with
really like...
Oh, they're going to be so good together. Even in the past, they've been so good together.
They were my favorite in Infinity War.
Yeah.
When he's doing the voice.
He's
like,
trying to
like this
copy me or whatever. It's so funny.
It's just going to be really
I'm
great.
Not mocking him.
All right, so...
Oh, one of the awesome
okay,
part.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, because I'm
going to go Thor. Thor, when they were playing Fortnite with...
Oh, yeah.
Thor, he's like, Thor, he's saying mean things to me. Oh, hey, you, listen here. Gets so pissed
really
at the 9-year
basement. Yeah.
I am the God of Thunder.
And it was
so
funny because we've all had that in real life. Because we're going to do a later cast on video games. And that Halo, that's something we've all said.
Gamer chat.
So a random scene I loved... For some reason, I just think this scene's great. Is Scarlet Witch shows up and she's like, so took everything from me. She's just so upset. And Thanos, like, almost not. He's like, whatever. I love Thanos for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Captain Marvel's taking off the glove. So I don't think I'm sexist because I just don't like Brie Larson's interpretation of Captain
Marvel.
She's
boring.
Yeah.
It's her. The way they wrote her.
In case you think I'm sexist, I love Scarlet Witch. I love
Scarlett
Johansson, Black Widow.
Yeah. Dude, even
Pepper Potts is great. Dude, and Pepper Potts as Iron Man is
Wasp.
so sick.
Oh,
the Wasp. Yeah. So, literally, all of the women I like, except for Captain Marvel, I have, like, a minor issue with.
Just because she's just very apathetic. And for a hero, you want him a little more engaged. Like,
yeah.
Just to show emotion. Emote a little.
Though I did love it when the cannons were, like, down on Earth. And then they all were, like,
it was a cool
raised.
Intro.
Raised. Because Captain Marvel was coming in.
You
I
know
what would like,
have been even cooler? If they were like, something just entered the atmosphere and it panned up and you saw Galactus. That'd be so over the top,
just
though. No, but I loved when she's like pulling off the thing and Thanos is like, oh, crap. And he pulls out the stone and punches her. For some reason, that was satisfying. Because she was just so cocky about it. Like, the difference is me. I'll end this time, you know? And then Iron Man had to do it. What did you guys think of the when Doctor Strange held up the number one?
Loved it.
Did you think
that was
cool?
Bad. No, I'm just kidding. It was cool.
I loved when Doctor Strange opened all the circles and then
that was cool.
Black Panther comes in. Ibambe! He loves saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just.
That's all he says.
Think of a real bad of it, honestly. I mean,
like of the whole movie, I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, I guess the bad was losing Iron Man, but that's sad.
True.
I mean, you knew something was going to happen, but it did break my heart.
So now that everyone thinks I'm sexist, I'm going to say the bad is Captain Marvel's haircut.
I was going to go there, but I kind of like it.
I just love Raccoon is like, wait, you need to get another haircut?
He
teases her about
it.
Yeah.
Do you Chaz, have a bad?
A bad? I don't know. I thought sometimes, like, it felt a little slow going at the beginning. Which maybe was on purpose, but like some of the cut scenes and stuff, like cutting to like different locations. No. The bad. Here it is. A rat was the reason this happened.
Oh.
Ratatouille's just coming in, saving the day, pushing a button here
and
there.
Bring Batman back.
Boom, Iron Man's back.
You know, it could have happened. It could have been a spell Doctor Strange weaved about a rat to, you know, whatever. And
That's
then
true.
He sent it across the galaxy and it just took that long to get there. So maybe... Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, here's something that a lot of people complain about, though it's starting to get, like, amended. But a lot of people complained about Captain America being able to not only wield the hammer, but wield the lightning. But it makes sense, because when the hammer gets banished, he says, whosoever be he worthy of using this will have the power of Thor. So it makes sense.
Okay. I didn't even notice
But a lot
that.
Of people have been ticked.
All right, here's my ultimate nerdy, because there was a lot of Easter eggs in that movie.
Yeah.
But my hands-down favorite, and like three people in the audience with us got it, which made me gasped because of the wrong reason. When they did a callback to the elevator scene, when Cap is back.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone assumed it was that he's going to fight him like they did in the elevator, which is my favorite fight scene. But what he really did was a callback to the comics 3 years ago, where Captain said, "Hail Hydra," and the comic book world lost it. They're like, "What is he doing?" I was like, it was this awesome storyline that lasted like 3 years. And then when he said it on the big screen, "Hail Hydra," I was up in the air like, "No way, he did it." So that was some of the nerdiest for me. It was a comic book callback.
Yeah. I love that. I thought for sure he was going to fight him. And then when he said "Hail Hydra," I'm like, "Oh, that's even funnier."
Yeah, because it was like, and I had that like, I had that wallpaper on my phone for a while, just because Cap saying "Hail Hydra" makes no sense at all, and I was so angry. But it was so cool, because that's what it was there for.
I thought it was cool that they amended, like, I always wondered, how did Hydra get the scepter, and, you know, like, why all this stuff, you know?
That's true.
Why are the, you know, how did this stuff happen? Then you see, like, they fill in some of the gaps without it feeling, like, weird. Sometimes when you go back, it can jar.
You mean, like, the 93 storylines we can do now, because we're back in time?
What'd you guys think of Hipster Hulk with his glasses and everything? Do you like it, dislike it? That, for me, was actually kind of a bad. I liked Hulk when he was
He was funny when he, like, dabbed.
My thing is, I always felt like, and they talk about this, like, Hulk always Hulk, or Hulk was taking the wheel. Like, they're two separate people, so I don't get how now they're one. That doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. It's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's two people in one body, and that's more interesting than Professor Hulk. Like, I get it. It's a comic book thing, but I don't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
What was your nerdiest part,
Chaz? So this is like a kind of corny nerdy, but I really liked that. I feel like kind of one of the themes, my friend pointed this out, that one of the themes of the movie was like, I don't know, making good with like your parents and your family and things like that. Like Iron Man got to interact with his dad and like make a better connection. Thor got to see his mom again. I thought that was a really cool, that's kind of a different type of nerdy. I thought like that was a big theme, like redemption and connecting with your family again. It's like, dang, that was like another like feel good nerdy moment. So maybe not super nerdy, but
did you have a super nerdy thing there?
Let me think. Something that was super nerdy. I like when it's a callback to the first one, but when Thor says, "I went for the head," I thought that was sick.
They did a lot of callbacks, which I thought was right.
Yeah, and it wasn't over the top. Sometimes callbacks are dumb. You know what? So this is just real quick. This is going back to kind of bad. Two bad things real quick. One really fast. Did anyone else think Ant-Man's daughter looked like super old?
I was going to go, like, I cried like a lot in the movie, and I cried when he saw his 30-year-old daughter. I'm like, hey. I know. That's when I started crying, because I was like, oh, he's going to see. I'm like, wait, that's his daughter? Like, she was six. Like, I literally just watched Wasp and Ant-Man like 3 months ago. She's 30. Yeah.
Part of that, too, I think another bad was, like, at the end, it's like Spider-Man goes back to school, and all his classmates are still there. It's like either half of them would be graduated, or all of them got dusted, which the odds of that are not likely, because it's only 50-50.
Well, so luckily, that's,
maybe it's not all of his classmates, because you really only can recognize Ned, and I'm assuming Ned got dusted.
But see from the previous...
Mary Jane. All the main characters.
In the next Spider-Man Homecoming.
And so Aunt May the same, which we're all happy about that.
Yeah, thank goodness.
She'd be fine either way. Whether she got dusted or not, she'd be fine.
5 years, she ages well.
I guarantee you she looked the same 5 years ago as she does now, so...
That was one of the bads.
That is true. They had to do it to make their timeline work. I'm like,
Oh, this was just like a what could have been. I think if Thor wasn't Hipster Hulk, I thought it would have been interesting. And this is what, when I was watching it, I thought they should have done. But it would have been interesting if it's Bruce Banner and he's trying to get the stone. And he's like, I need that stone from the Ancient One. If she would have knocked him out of it. And then all of a sudden the body would have started turning green and she'd have been like, oh, sh. And then it would have turned into a battle on top of the roof between her and the Hulk.
Ooh.
That would have been a sick battle.
That would have been, because Hulk is very OP, overpowered.
Very cool.
And that's the other thing, is he was a little underpowered in this.
Well, that's all for Captain Marvel. She's the only one succeeding, so we got to make her viable.
Yeah. Another nerdy scene that I loved was Captain America fighting Captain America. I can do this all day. I know.
That's
so awesome.
That's my nerdy scene. I take it back. When he goes, yeah, that's America's ass. That's my nerdy scene. That's my favorite thing.
It was funny seeing, because I hated DC when the Flash was fanboying, but I loved it. Ant-Man fanboying.
Oh yeah.
Captain America. For some reason, it just
as far worked. As I'm concerned. Yeah.
Because he just like he's so in love with Cap. Oh, it's Cap. Oh, I can call him Cap. We know each other. Like he's just so funny.
But he's a comedic character. And
I know
stuff.
That's why
like,
it
that's
worked.
Why it works. Yeah. And Paul Rudd can sell it.
Yeah.
Whereas it doesn't work for the Flash. No, it's not. It doesn't fit his character.
I wish Louise would have been in Endgame though. Just like one little cameo had been like,
That was my only sad thing, too, was the funeral, which I was on the floor crying for, Iron Man's funeral. I didn't see, what's his name? Dang it. Agent from the one who died.
Coulson.
Because I know it's like a different timeline now because he's on a TV show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I would have loved to see him there. At the end, making a cameo at least.
I think in the MCU, everyone thinks he's dead, so they'd all been.
I know,
like,
but technically he's back. It's just,
yeah, I don't buy that.
He's been back for like 5 years.
I don't believe
that. Because you don't watch TV.
Well, it's just because that's some multiverse, whatever. I don't.
No, it's not. That was,
I know, it's
in the
it's
universe.
Just dumb, though.
But it's his universe.
So I can ignore it if I want to.
Yeah.
They gotta be careful, too. Whenever you do time travel, it's like, oh, Iron Man's dead, Captain America's old. But we can just go back in time, and then we can remake Iron Man and Captain America. I just hope they don't do that. Like, we need a good, like, long 20, 30, 40 years.
Nah, it's 5 years and they'll redo the whole story.
Please don't.
Because they...
Only one Iron Man.
I love the ending because I called it.
Yeah.
So I called it, you know, even though it didn't record that. I wanted Cap to get his last dance with Peggy, which he did. Now, I had to go back to, and you guys might know this more because you've rewatched it, Winter Soldier, when he's rewatching Peggy talk, she got remarried. She got married.
Oh, yeah. No, I know this.
But they never said who. She said it was someone he saved, which it could be him. But if it wasn't, Cap destroyed a family. Because on her deathbed, I noticed there's a picture of Peggy. Just Peggy, no husband, next to two kids. Like, two boys. And it could, I mean, they only claim to only have one niece. And I'm like, who are those two boys? If she had kids with somebody else, he ruined two. Like, this is how selfish I thought it could be. But I loved it. But he could have ended two kids' lives. Or that guy could have married somebody else and had, like, an evil child. You don't know how that works. Like, there's just so many possibilities. Because, I mean, they left it up in the air that, because he doesn't, they both were, even her storyline, she doesn't say who she marries. And then he doesn't, I'm going to keep it to myself who I married. Like, they kind of kept it a little bit to the imagination. Because I even read a whole theory of how he went back and saved Black Widow and married her. Super far-fetched. But it's a timeline. You can do whatever you want. But I did love the ending. So I'll just say it that. Yeah. Back to my annoyance of timelines being beat up. Because the Spider-Man Homecoming talked about multiverses, so there goes that headache.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
I did love all the memes that came out because Captain America went back in time.
Like Cap, trying to order stuff on
what's
Amazon.
This? Oh, let me just Google. Crap.
Or the, she's like, hey, we're going to go see my new niece tomorrow. And he's like, I'd love to meet little Shannon, or Sharon, and, Peggy's like, how'd you know her name?
I like the Amazon one. I'm getting into the Amazon. Why do you want to go back to Brazil? I was like, no, not that. It's going to be tough for him, but we don't know. I mean, there's, what, in 1978, there was three Captain Americas, frozen, time-traveled, and him coming back.
Yeah.
So that was gnarly.
I actually think if it does split it into, like, a whole new branch, I actually think there's going to be a different branch where Captain America with Mjolnir, because he took it back with him.
He did.
Basically saved. That entire thing is just, like, a paradise. Like, he eliminates, because he has all the answers. Eliminates Hydra, eliminates Thanos, eliminates whatever he wants.
I mean, he's that selfish now.
He could, though. He could. He's got the power.
That's so, you leave it open.
That's one of my theories, is that he saves Bucky. He lives out that life in that timeline, like, perfectly. Like, he saves Bucky, everything else, and then he comes back once he's finished it.
Hmm.
I also, okay, here's my one bad thing.
Mini bad thing.
When Falcon's like, you want to tell me about it? And he's like, no, I don't think I will. Like, yeah, what kind of a line is that?
110-year-old Cap, come on, dude, brag.
Yeah.
I'll keep that to myself. Why, isn't he like your best friend? Yeah. Why don't you want to share?
Oh, yeah. I went back to find the bustiest, nicest, prettiest woman I could. Like, yeah, brag it up, man.
It's just, I don't know. It's something about how they left it mysteriously. Kept me on the edge, but I liked it. So, yeah, Knights,
well,
glad to be back.
You know, some people complain about how we, like, end abruptly. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I never end abruptly.